From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is officially running for governor. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Democratic official will likely face Republican Governor Mike Parson next year.
Galloway announced her 2020 bid in a web video released on Monday morning. Missouri's lone statewide Democratic official touted her record fighting government waste and criticized GOP lawmakers for seeking to place a new state legislative redistricting system on next year's statewide ballot.
It's a broken system, the old way of doing politics. As auditor, I've fought it. As governor, I'll end it.
Galloway will likely square off against Parson, who has yet to officially announce he's running for a full four-year term. Parson has amassed significantly more money than Galloway in preparation for a gubernatorial bid. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Nearly 30 Irish businesses have a presence in Missouri, but local government and business leaders in the state want to see more. The American Chamber of Commerce Ireland and the Missouri Partnership released a handbook yesterday on investing in Missouri. They want to provide Irish businesses with resources and mentors so more will consider U.S. expansion in the region. During the event, Governor Mike Parson said it's not just about bringing more businesses and jobs to the region, but that it's about partnership. According to a Columbia, Missourian report, Howard County will have additional broadband coverage thanks to $11.4 million in federal funding announced yesterday. John McNeil, Director of Operations at AirLink Rural Broadband, says about 2,500 homes and businesses will have broadband service, meaning most of the county will be covered. The FCC authorized nearly $17.5 million to expand broadband coverage in Missouri as part of the fourth round of the Connect America Fund auction. A southern Missouri school district is adjusting to losing a quarter of its budget over the summer. Ryan Delaney reports on how a property tax fight with a mining company is spreading through the Ozarks.
Iron County C4 Schools Superintendent Kent Shiro learned in June $1 million was getting lopped off of his budget. Doe Run Mining Company had contested its property tax assessment in the county.
But right now, our whole district is in a situation where we've got to catch our breath and get our feet back under us.
Shiro eliminated 15 staff positions and cut several activities. Last year, neighboring Reynolds County lost a years-long tax dispute with Doe Run. The Bunker School District in that county lost out on $7 million while the fight played out. Doe Run says it's committed to paying what it rightfully owes and is glad there's a better method for assessing the value of its mines. The company employs hundreds of people in the area and has donated nearly $600,000 to regional schools. I'm Ryan Delaney.
I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.